podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy, and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but I've done me knee.
Oh, how's it going?
It's not as swollen as it was.
You don't have a bandage on today.
No, I had to wash it. It was starting to get stinky. So I thought, oh, look, I'll get ahead of that and I'll put it in the wash. What could go wrong? And I do feel it's a little more uncomfortable without it on. I just feel a little less.
You didn't want to spend like the $1.70 and get yourself a new piece of fabric?
Oh, because it's real easy for me to just pop down the shops at the moment and just... I wouldn't even know where to start. Go to the chemist? Is there still at the chemist?
Yes.
Sure, whatever. Can someone go to the chemist
for me? Supermarket.
Supermarket sell them?
Yeah.
Knee bandages?
Yeah. In the medical section?
I don't know about that.
I'm sure.
I went to the Village because it's Indy's birthday this weekend. I had to go pick up some click and collect stuff from Kmart yesterday and also needed bread and milk and had Goldie with me. And it was just like my tolerance levels. Like, bless her cotton socks.
You need a backpack, though.
She did nothing wrong. But, no, well, I got myself a trolley, and so I'm like...
Oh, okay,
My crutches in the trolley, and I'm, like, limping around. And,
yeah.
Just any time she did anything, I just went from 0 to 11 and, like, had to wuss her. Because she's not doing anything
wrong. Thank you for being honest about that, because a lot of people would be like, no, never me.
Oh, no,
absolutely not.
No, I was at the register at Woolies. Inquired, just going, oh my God, this was the worst idea ever. This is so dumb. Anyway, so the crutches that I've been on, right? I've never had crutches before. 44 years old, this is my first experience with crutches. And I've got the traditional setup.
Yeah.
Shout out to Barwon Health North.
Yeah.
Hooked me up when I actually did the injury. But they're traditional rubber under the armpits, rubber hand grips sort of arrangement, what you imagine when you think crutches. But there is another kind of crutch, and you happen to have some lying around your house.
I did, that I forgot about. Actually, it wasn't me. It was Jimmy James. It's like, yeah, Tom, don't worry. I've got some of those for you.
The cuff ones, right?
The cuff ones.
People can imagine they're sort of, they're all metal these days, but these ones have the handle. It gets like a plastic sort of handle, but the cuff just goes just below your elbow. Yeah,
below your elbow. So because the thing with the crutches is that you're using them wrong. You're using your armpits as a form of, you know, walking, helping you get around. But you're not supposed to have them touch your armpits. You're like, why is it all soft up there? I don't know, mate. They've changed crutches now. You're supposed to use your arm strength.
Regardless, mate, I'm just trying to survive. I'm just out here trying to stay hydrated and stay alive.
So
I haven't tried the ones you've brought in.
No, I bought them in for you.
So I thought, hey, why don't we do like Drives Car of the Year? Okay. Little road test.
Okay.
Little sort of check it out. What do we think? Bit of a review. So I've come up with 5 categories to review.
Okay, 5 categories.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
So I can obviously review the ones that I've been whipping around for a week on now.
What do we got?
So we've got ride. Yeah. So the ride.
Smoothness.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give traditional crutches a 3 out of 5.
3.
So sort of fence sitting there a bit.
Yeah.
For manoeuvrability, I'm going to give the large normal size crutches a 1. Because they are not, because you've got, mate, it's my right leg, when I need to turn left, I have to take a wide circle.
Yeah.
Because I have no pivot foot. And the crutch doesn't help to pivot.
Mm.
So manoeuvrability is a 1.
1, yeah.
Comfort, I'm also going to give it a 1.
Yeah.
Because, oh my goodness, if you've ever experienced pit chafe, you know what I'm talking about. I've got carryability. Now, that doesn't mean how easy they are to carry. That means how easy it is to carry something and crutch along.
Oh, right.
Right? So, for example, made a coffee for myself this morning.
Yeah.
It did take 20 minutes.
And
that's mainly because where the studios and my office are, they put the kitchen and the toilets in this building at Eastern Beach.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it takes a long time to get to and from. But the good thing about the crutches that go under my armpits, and I'm using them wrong, is that I can hold something. Say in my right hand, I can hold something. I can use the left crutch normally, but I can pin the right crutch underneath my armpit and sort of swing it. So
okay.
I can still crutch.
You're an engineer. You've made changes.
So I can carry and crutch at the same time. So I'm going to give that a 4. It's not fun. It's not fast. And it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But it works, right?
Okay.
So I give it a 4 out of 5.
So that's the traditional. Cool.
And then 4 looks is the final category.
Looks, yeah.
They're not hot. They're not.
Well, it's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? So what are we giving it?
Give it a 2.
2.
It might. Yeah, you're right. Some people might get it.
So we got 11. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Okay. 11 out of 25.
Out of a possible 25. Yeah. All right. Now, just quickly. We've got time? We've got time. Just quickly, I'm going to do a quick whip around on the other ones and then I'll give you my ratings for that.
Okay.
Keep in mind, this is the first time I've used your other ones.
Yes.
And also, they're in the corner of the room, so I'm just going
to
now...
Do you want me to bring him over?
No, it's okay. I'll listen
to him struggle because
Hopping.
He's the man.
Hopping.
And
Hopping.
It's like Hopping. Everything is the worst.
Here we go. All right.
Sore knee gets him so down, you have no idea. Yeah, what's that?
We've already set them up so they're the right size. Okay. All right. I don't mind that. Oh, they feel a little bit... Unstable. Yeah.
Maybe your arms need to get a bit more jacked.
Yeah. I don't know. They're a bit wobbly, mate.
You look good using
it. Better.
Like you look. No, nah. You definitely don't look better using them.
Do you think maybe like the cuffs are supposed to go above the elbows? Like if these were.
I think they're below the elbows. The cuffs.
If they were clutching my sort of. Buys and tries, then I'd be filling out the cuffs much better. Does that make sense to people?
So
they're quite wobbly. They're rickety. They're rickety.
Maybe you're rickety.
Yeah, look, maybe I'd get used to it, but
I say give it a try.
Okay. All right. So just I've done a lap of the studio.
We've got ride.
Ride 1 because one. That was very, very unstable.
Okay.
Not a huge fan.
Maneuverability.
Maneuverability.
I saw you take a corner.
Yeah, that did feel better. Okay, so I'll give that sort of a 3 maybe because
okay.
I reckon I could pivot pretty well. Comfort, I'm going to give a 1 because that was not comfortable.
Yep.
Oh, no, I take it back 2 because it wasn't hurting my pits.
Yeah.
It just felt really sort of insecure. Story of my life. Carryability. I can't imagine being able to carry that anything whilst I'm cripping around in that.
You need a backpack, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give a 0 for carryability.
0?
Well, I can't carry anything, mate.
Well,
I can't carry anything.
Anyway, yeah.
No, but I can't.
And looks.
What are your thoughts?
I think that
Doing
you
anything?
Looked awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
okay.
You looked really hot.
4. Give
4.
Us a, give
okay.
It a
4. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 out of 25.
I'm surprised.
No, it's not.
Oh, gosh. Hang on.
It's 10.
10.
10 out of 25. So the traditional wins.
Crutches for the win.
Yes.
Crutch of the year 2026, according to Tom Magazine, is the traditional arrangement.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
What you thinking about? What you thinking about? What you thinking about, mate?
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
You know what I've been thinking about?
What?
You know this song by Dido?
He's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all.
Is she talking about like the tea as in like the hot tea in her hand? Or is she talking about the tea in her group?
Like Gossip.
Yeah.
No,
the Gossip's
I don't think,
gone cold.
You think about when that song came out, it wasn't called Gossip, wasn't called Tea back then. But why is
I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all because the tea's gone cold.
Tea's gone cold.
Hey,
I got distracted.
You know what? People act like they don't like Gossip. I live for Gossip.
Yeah.
I'm here for the Gossip, and I'm pretty sure that's what Dido was talking about because that's just what I've been thinking about.
What you thinking about? What you thinking about? What you thinking about, mate?
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It is St. Patrick's Day. What a great day to win some cash, particularly if you're Irish, even if you're not.
Yep.
You know, it's a beautiful day to celebrate a many splendid people.
Yes.
And a country. I have very Irish heritage.
Do
may
you?
Surprise you to look at me. You may surprise you to hear that my family hails from Tipperary.
Oh, stop it. That's the same as Zach Tui.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's also the same as Carlia, so.
Oh, there you go.
We don't want to look too deeply.
Yeah.
Just in case.
It's probably for the best.
Now, the Irish, they're good at lots of things.
Mm.
Potatoes. They're good at dancing.
Mm-hmm.
My God, they're good at dancing. So good at dancing.
Yeah.
And they're good at music as well.
The best of the best.
Yeah, and there are some huge Irish artists that have topped the charts over the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that in mind, I thought we might just whip through the top 10 most streamed Irish songs of all time.
Okay.
So these are not necessarily Irish
jigs.
Some of
my faves are in here.
These are Irish artists with big songs over the journey. Do you want to sort of hazard any sort of guesses?
Okay, I do.
All?
I want to say Sinead O'Connor, RIP, absolute icon. She's got to be in there.
She's not in the top 10.
What?
Yeah.
The Pogues?
No.
All right, well, you
all right, your tote bag carrying whatever. Get, go.
The Cranberries have to be in there. And I look, I'm guessing the script. I'm guessing the script.
Our friends
only
in
because,
the script, they
yeah,
are.
We've yeah. spoken to them before. They came down here.
They came, did Mount Dunedin.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into it because you've forgotten what, like, probably the biggest Irish band of all time. And they do.
The Corrs.
They come in at number 10 with this one.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Our mates in U2.
Where have I been?
Number 9 of the most streamed Irish songs of all time is one of your favourites.
How do you know that about me?
Because you've said it lots
How
and lots of
know?
Times on the radio. You hate this song.
I do. I don't know why. I just... Would you lie with me and just forget the nah. I don't like it.
Coming in at number 8 in the most streamed Irish songs of all time is the guys you mentioned, the script.
Okay.
So that's Superheroes.
Needs more Irish, you know?
Oh, yeah, but when you talk to them, when they sing, they sound sort of universal.
No, I know,
but
I want some... Where's Kneecap? Is Kneecap in there?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, well.
Put your tote bag away, please. PBS is calling. Triple R.
Yeah.
And coming in at number 7, wait, does that, wait, number 7, yeah, so 10, 9, 8, number 7 as well as the script. So they've got number 8 and number 7, Hall of Fame with Will.i.am here.
Of all time, the biggest Irish songs of all time.
Streamed, most streamed, okay.
So not played on the fiddle.
No.
That would be a different.
Coming in at number 6, Hozier.
Down in Torquay.
Yeah, Torquay Common.
Yeah.
Just before Christmas.
Is she in last year?
Just before Christmas, last year.
I meant the year before that.
No,
that
last year.
Year.
Coming in at number 5. Wait, 5. Coming in at number 5.
Okay, we're at the top 5.
A guy called Damien Rice. Give my gun away, what's a load, is that all right? With 9 Crimes, it's called. Don't know that one.
Damien Rice.
I think he won Australian Idol in like 2011.
Oh, he's in Juniper, which we're a rock band now, a weight loss drug, I want to say.
Okay. Number 4 in the most streamed Irish songs of all time. Haven't heard from these guys yet. Just
now got
It's the script with For the First Time.
I don't know, man.
Are you noticing a theme here?
Yeah. It's literally one person streaming the same album over and over again.
Number 3 in the most streamed Irish songs of all time.
There we go.
You called
it.
Oh,
God, finally.
And number 2 in the most streamed Irish songs of all time, it's The Script. I forgot about this one. It's their debut single.
This must be songs that people think are Irish, so we'll stream them best of list. There's no, like, nah.
Do you want to know what the number 1 most streamed Irish song of all time is in 2026?
Well, you said it's not Sinead O'Connor, which is a
it
crime.
Is a bit, yeah.
It's a crime. You said it's not the Pogues, also a crime. So I don't know. I don't know what else. It's not Kneecap. Keep forgetting about it.
You two bookending the top 10 with number 10 and number 1. Beautiful Day, the most streamed Irish song of all time. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I feel happy.
Wow. I don't know. There's a bad taste in your mouth. I'm still very triggered by you two.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Oh, we're doing one of these, yeah.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Raw dogging shower, yes or no?
Dancing in the mirror and singing in the shower.
Raw dog in the shower. Here we go. Let's do it live.
Raw dogging. Yes!
Very good. Lots now, raw dogging the shower means that you go in without any devices. I, though, need to go in with my phone. And I watch TV shows as I'm doing what I need to do in the shower. It just makes life easier
for me. Isn't
it
bad for you? Isn't there some sort of splash zone? Like,
no, because we've got the spa, remember? The spa shower and there's a windowsill and I just perk it up there and it's
why
fine.
Don't you've got the bracket on the wall opposite the spa. Why don't you chuck a telly up there, get a cheap little 40-inch TV or something.
Yeah, I could.
And then you don't need to use your phone, mate.
Nah, I like it because I have subtitles on and I read the subtitles as well as I'm showering. Anyway, I don't raw dog a shower. Do you, Tanya from Lovely Banks?
Oh, I love you, Loggy, but no. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
I agree.
It's good for your brain.
How do you not just, like if you're washing yourself and you're watching something, I would just stop and end up watching and not shower anymore. Like,
Oh, no, I've got a system. No, yeah, because it helps me. It helps me not think, and I just go on autopilot. You see?
Okay, you've barely been distracted in the shower. What happened? Maybe was it 12 months ago? A bit more.
Oh no, I wasn't watching anything then.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
when my arm exploded away from my torso.
Yeah,
that's good
right.
Times.
So Tanya, you just get in, get out, just bloody wash
get
yourself.
Get in, shower, do what I need to do, and get out. You might relax for a minute and that's it. Done.
Tanya, raw dogs a shower.
Okay, good on you,
that's
Tanya.
That's 1 point for the raw dog community.
That's right. We're doing one of them.
Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
All right, one for raw. Stacey from Cario, good morning. Do you raw dog your shower?
I do. I do a mindful shower and I find it incredibly relaxing. But my daughter does it like you, only she does it by listening to K-Rock or Spotify.
Ah, okay. Well, see, I kind of feel like music doesn't really, if you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, music doesn't really count, I think, because it's kind of in the background a bit and everyone kind of, it is, I guess so.
So Stace, is the phone and the speaker in the shower or are they on the vanity? Like,
On the vanity. Yeah. Just has it turned up so loud you can hear it from the other end of the house.
Yeah, I do that too. Sometimes Jimmy comes in and he's like, you realise all the neighbours can hear Real Housewives out here? I'm like, it's all right, mate. I just got to do what I got to do.
Can I, before, because I'm also in the raw dog camp, Stace, can you just quickly give us a rundown of what a mindful shower is?
So when you hop in, you take note of the temp feel of the water on your body. How is it hot? Is it cold? How does it feel on your head versus on your feet? And then you do the same with your soap, with the sounds that you can hear, with the texture of the floor, things like that.
Right. No, see, Tom, stay with me. Stay with me.
Sorry, I nodded off then. That was beautiful. Thank you, Stacey. I'm going to look into that. Azza's in Hamlin Heights. Morning, Azza.
I raw dog the shower. I don't have phones and music and any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
my son used to have a speaker on the vanity and listen to music, but yeah, I don't think I'd be game to take a phone into the shower. That's more like mad dog in a shower.
Yeah. Mad dog or raw dog?
Yeah,
that
what
is
one
the
do you do?
Topic of the day.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.